With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The Trump administration is challenging a court ruling that blocked its plan to send federal troops to Portland, Oregon.
A federal judge in Oregon has temporarily blocked President Trump's administration from deploying the National Guard in Portland. U.S. District Judge Karen Embergut issued the order Saturday in a lawsuit brought by the state and city. The Defense Department had said it was placing 200 members of Oregon's National Guard under federal control for 60 days to protect federal property at locations where protests are occurring or likely to occur. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Building in Portland has recently been the site of nightly protests. Ron Taylor reporting.
On day five of the partial government shutdown, Interior Secretary Doug Burgum says the shutdown makes little economic sense.
There's one estimate that basically we're costing the U.S. economy about $1 billion a day, $7 billion a week. You add that up. I mean, it's, you know, for a while, and then all of a sudden you start knocking, you know, tenths of percents off of our GDP. So it's self-inflicted economic harm.
Democrats are demanding an extension in health care subsidies in exchange for their votes on a temporary spending bill. Republicans say they will not negotiate on the clean bill, which keeps government spending roughly at current levels. Ukrainian officials say at least five people were killed overnight as Russia unleashed drones, missiles, and guided bombs in a major attack on civilian infrastructure. President Trump is headed to Virginia to host the Salute to the Fleet event, despite the government shutdown. In a post today, the president says today's event in Norfolk will honor the brave men and women of the U.S. Navy and marks 250 years of maritime dominance. Mr. Trump says the Navy has been planning this event for many months, and he refuses to let service members down as their commander-in-chief. This is SRN News. The Trump administration has a warning for some states.
The Department of Health and Human Services has told 46 states to remove all references to gender ideology in their federally funded Personal Responsibility Education Program, or PREP, education materials within 60 days or face loss of federal funding. Acting Assistant Secretary Andrew Grattison says federal funds will not be used to poison the minds of the next generation or advance dangerous ideological agendas. I'm Bill Alexander.
A new national survey from Arizona Christian University Cultural Research Center finds that most Americans remain deeply confused about the nature of sin, with many rejecting biblical definitions and even refusing to call themselves sinners. Dr. George Barna, who directed the research, described the results as spiritually dangerous. Barna is quoted as saying Americans often admit sin exists. This is SRN News. It's that time of the year, checking out those prize pumpkins.
In Wappingers Falls, New York, Tony Scott's pumpkin is a whopper.
It's measuring about 1,900 pounds.
Plant scientist Alika Borsuk says they don't have as much competition in the pumpkin patch.
They take off all the other growing pumpkins, so each plant only has one pumpkin that it's funneling all of its sugar water and resources into.
Scott's pumpkin took third place this year, but growing them isn't easy.
Anything can happen with this thing. It could crack, it could blow out the rear of it.
The keys to pumpkin success: water, nutrients, and care. I'm Ed Donahue.
A two-mile stretch of a fitness trail in Clearwater, Florida, will be named for wrestling legend Hulk Hogan. Governor DeSantis says he was moved by the large grassroots response to Hogan's death last July at age 71. More details at srnnews.com.